All right, now, Dan, we were talking about these Lay's chips, chippies, last week, mm-hmm. and some of the weird flavored, that led us to a discussion about weird flavored stuff. Now, this is Tastes of America. That's what they're calling this?
Guess so.
Yep, Tastes of America. I'm holding a bag in my hand right now. And it's inspired by the Giordano's pizza recipe made famous in the Midwest. Here's a taste of their iconic stuffed deep dish pizza. Legendary cheese pull anyone. So you can, and it's collect them all, try them all. There are a whole bunch of different ones that we're trying. So we've got the deep dish pizza inspired by Giordano's. We have ketchup. What region is that from? Inspired by the flavor that makes everything better.
Pennsylvania.
It's all right. And then, of course, we have the wavy bacon-wrapped jalapeno popper. So it's a bacon-wrapped jalapeno popper, and that's a Southwest favorite. So now we have, now, Esmeralda, you've tried them already.
I did, yes.
And Dan and Vic and I are going to try them. Now, Vic, would you say that you're adventurous in your chips?
No, I'm usually, when I do eat chips, I'll go like Lay's.
And like standard flavor. Standard. Like the regular Lay's potato chip flavor. Okay.
If I'm feeling a little adventurous, I might go Doritos. That's about as wild as I get.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. What about you, Dan? You ever get adventurous in your chips?
No, I stick pretty much to baked Lay's at this point. I was a fan of the sour cream and onion for a very long time, but mostly Lay's and the occasional Pringles, but always original flavor.
Original flavor. So, and you go with the baked.
I do go baked.
Health conscious.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Esmeralda, what about you? Do you have a favorite chippy chip?
I like plain.
Just regular potato chips.
Yeah, I will sometimes go crazy and get the lemon or the lime ones.
Yeah.
But for the most part, like, I don't even like the salt and pepper one.
The salt and pepper?
Yeah, like,
flavor.
When usually salt and pepper. It's too much pepper.
It's very peppery.
Too much pepper.
It's very, very peppery.
So I like a plain, because I'm eating it, eat it with sandwich or something.
You don't want it to overwhelm the other food. Right, exactly.
Exactly.
When my friend Deanna sent me that lovely package for my birthday with a whole bunch of really cool stuff in it, including pork rinds, one of them was pepper-flavored pork rinds.
They were peppery.
They were really peppery. I like that, though. But see, they were really peppery. But you have a really good point, Esmeralda. I mean, if you are eating it as a side dish, which a lot of times you do, you have some chips with a sandwich, your sandwich is going to taste very peppery as well. So, all right. Well, I'm not very adventurous. I mean, I'll eat, I've tried all these weird flavored chips before, like you get beef flavored chips and stuff like that. But for me, I like Pringles, as you guys all know. I enjoy Pringles very much. One of my favorite combinations, though, ever is the Crunchers jalapeno in the green bag with French onion dip. It's delicious. Crunchers jalapeno green bag, and get yourself a big thing of a French onion dip and dig in, and you'll be eating it for weeks. So. All right. All right. We are going to taste test these babies right after we take a break for weather and for traffic. And then right after the weather and the traffic, deep dish pizza flavored Lay's, jalapeno wrapped, bacon wrapped coming up, and of course, ketchup. So we'll find out how they taste. 218 Wildcard Wednesday. 218 area code with Louis Door or Louis Door and Outlaw Country Boy. What? What?
It might be Louis Doré, because there's a tilde.
Okay, Louis Doré. So he's
from Quebec.
Oh, he's Canadian?
Apparently so.
All right.
Not even from Canadian Bill either.
The Canadian Bill didn't even request that. That's an unusual thing. Hey, welcome back. Wildcard Wednesday, everybody. After 4:30, we're going to play a little round of Music IQ, and Dan and Esmeralda and I will quiz each other on our music skills. Not skills, but knowledge. Right now, though, it is time to do our taste test. Now, Lay's has presented these Tastes of America potato chips, and we each have them in front of us, and we have the deep dish pizza flavor inspired by Giordano's. We have the ketchup-flavored ones, and we have the wavy bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers. Now, Vic, you're going to participate in this as well.
Unfortunately.
And you have the you have a paper plate with the samples of each of the chips.
Yes.
And Esmeralda, you still have some chips. You tried these already, but you still have some chips left over. Dan, you have a plate with your stuff.
I do.
And I've got a bag of each in front of me. So, which one would you like to start?
I think we do deep dish last because that's the one that's gotten all the pub.
Let's get ketchup out of the way. Should we do that? All right. So this is ketchup flavored chips from Lay's. Apparently, a very popular flavor of chip in Canada, as we found out. So let's all try ketchup flavored Lay's. Well, Dan, what do you think?
I like it.
Are we doing ASMR videos now?
Yep.
Or sound bites?
Fall asleep listening to us chew.
So what do you?
I'm voting yes. I'm giving it the thumbs up. I of course was the guy who was a fan of the idea of the ketchup slice. So
that's right, sliced ketchup. Dan was in favor of that. Yep. All right,
I would vote yes on this.
Vic, what do you think?
I would not eat that by choice. It's got that sweet aftertaste, just like you had a teaspoon of ketchup.
Yeah. Well, I guess it succeeded in actually capturing that flavor. There's a salty afterbite to it, too. This would not be my first choice. What about you, Esmeralda?
It smells like ketchup. Mm-hmm. And after tasting it again, it does taste a little bit like ketchup, but it's like fancy ketchup.
Sir Kensington.
Right. It's not like Heinz, which is very vinegar.
Yeah.
Very tart.
By the way,
it was okay. Sir Kensington, I use
the hell out of that Sir Kensington.
Do you? How much ketchup do you use?
I love it. I put it on everything. I'm putting it in my milk that I drink. They're not bad. It's kind of unique. It's okay. It does taste a little like ketchup, and it's also got that salty quality to it. So. It's okay, Vic. Thumbs way down on that.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I wouldn't be buying those chips.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move on to the wavy portion of your samples. These are wavy chips, so they're like Ruffles. And this is bacon wrapped jalapeno popper flavor. Bacon wrapped jalapeno popper flavor. Shall we try it? All right. All right. All right.
This was my least favorite. It's too fake tasting.
Getting something there now. Took a second, didn't it?
Yeah,
it did.
For me.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, this makes me want a bacon wrapped jalapeno popper,
like a real one. Yeah.
Do you get jalapeno though?
I do. Yeah.
I don't. I just get bacon bits.
Oh, there's the jalapeno.
Jalapeno comes back. Yeah, I mean it's not a lot. I'm not saying it's like, you know, it's too hot, but I can taste a little bit of the jalapeno.
It tastes like sour cream and bacon.
Yeah,
yep.
That Dan? Yes? No?
No. I'll go thumbs down.
You thumbs down, Vic?
I would eat these before the ketchup chip.
I would. Yeah, I would. No, I would say I would take the ketchup over this.
I would take the
really?
Ketchup as well.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, me too.
What?
These have a chemically fake taste to them.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
By the way, we should also point out that Nick is the only true taste tester here, because he's cleansing his palate in between each.
I'm drinking. I'm drinking
so
water.
So am I. Yeah. Red vines.
Chewing on some red vines between chips.
Recalibrates your palate.
Here's the recalibrates. Now, here's the one that we've all sort of been waiting for. This is the one that kicked off that whole conversation last week, and it's based on Giordano's. Dan, you love Giordano's pizza.
I do.
Okay? And it's deep dish pizza flavored Lay's inspired by Giordano's. So, this is a Chicago classic. Let's all try the deep dish pizza flavor.
Oh, goodness.
Somebody passed out? What happened? So,
I think Vic is disgusted by them.
Dan?
I am about these. These are excellent.
Don't they taste like pizza?
They do taste like pizza.
It's kind of weird. Freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah.
So, but Dan, now, It's specifically inspired by Giordano's, which is your favorite pizza. Do you get that?
I do get it.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's that crust. It tastes like the crust.
It tastes like the crust, absolutely.
It's impressive how they made these chips taste like, you know, what their target was.
I'm trying another one.
Definitely tastes like pizza.
I honestly thought it was just going to be tomato and then Italian seasoning.
That's exactly what I thought it was going to be.
But it really, they get that crust taste and the cheese. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
Yeah, that is.
This is really good.
God bless science.
Nothing natural about this at all. So, Vic, would you try these again?
I wouldn't eat these either. You know, because I would just eat a pizza. If I want to taste something that tastes like a pizza, go for a pizza. Same thing with the jalapeno popper, you know, bacon wrap. Just go get one of those.
Yeah. Okay. And Esmeralda, you liked it, right?
I like it, but I wouldn't buy them.
Okay.
Because, again, what am I going to be eating? Then I'm like, yeah, I'm eating this pizza-flavored chip.
Right. Well, I think they did a good job with the first two, not so much. I mean, the ketchup one, okay. Not crazy about the bacon-wrapped one at all. But I think they did a great job capturing the flavor of a deep-dish pizza. They did. I don't know how they did it. I know it's science and all that stuff, but they did it. It tastes like that.
And I guess they have other flavors around the country. They have a lobster roll.
Right.
There's a Cajun seasoning. So
we talked about that last week, going through all the flavors, and some of them are just really weird. But it does taste like deep dish pizza. Congratulations, Lay's. Congratulations, Mr. Wizard. So, and by the way, speaking of families, we would want to thank our engineer, Ben, who comes in at 4 o'clock in the morning very often. In the morning here, we get to see him. Ben and his son. His son works at Chicken Inn in Niles, and he brought us some delicious chicken. Thank you, Ben.
That stuff's good.
Yeah,
that I would buy.
Well, there you go. Not you wouldn't get chicken flavored potato chips.
Right.
They sell that. They have them in the UK.
Yeah, I know. I got it. Really weird. Anyway, Ben, thank you, and your son. Thanks to your son as well. All right, we're going to take a break. We have the news coming up next.